It's the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Beauty, they say, is in the eye of the beholder, but it's tough to argue that some animals, well, are just more beautiful than others. The sea slug, for example, is a critter many might rank fairly low, aesthetically speaking. But perhaps that needs to be reconsidered, given how a particular species recently caught the eye of Texas beachcombers. The Texas Standard's Michael Marks has more.
The sea slug in question doesn't look anything like a slug.
It kind of makes me think of like a dragonfly.
That's Jamie Kennedy, a park ranger at Padre Island National Seashore. She's talking about a slug called Glaucus atlanticus, better known as the blue dragon. They're really remarkable looking creatures, like something you'd find in Harry Potter or Pokemon, rather than the Atlantic.
You know, they really do look kind of like dragons. And it's a very pretty bluish kind of silvery with a little bit of, you know, white or gray on it. And then it has two sets of wings, almost, I would say.
Blue dragons are tiny, just a few centimeters long at most. But they eat one of the most feared creatures of the sea, the Portuguese man-o-war, a jellyfish-like invertebrate known for its powerful sting. The sting is typically a repellent, but that's the draw for the blue dragon. They chop off parts of a man-o-war's tentacles and then store the stinging cells they've consumed in their wings.
And so they're basically preying on the Portuguese man-o-war and then stealing their stinging power and then putting it at the tips of their fingers so they can then use that as their own protection.
So their sting can be just as powerful as the Portuguese man-o-war. Kennedy knows a lot about these slugs, especially for someone who's never actually seen one in the flesh. Blue dragons are a rare find. They blend in with the water and are only occasionally found washed up on shore, which is why what happened at Padre Island earlier this month was so unusual.
This is the first time in over 2 years that I've heard of anyone seeing them or finding them.
In early May, a family who didn't know what they'd found sent a photo to Padre Island National Seashore of a blue dragon in a green bucket, asking what it was. Kennedy posted the picture to the park's Facebook page. And then
we got a ton of comments on the Facebook post saying that other people had found them in the park or nearby the park and lots of pictures of them. So definitely a lot of them sound to have been washing up that weekend.
It's not real clear why. Blue dragons use an internal air bubble to stay afloat and move by bobbing around with the wind and tide. So Kennedy thinks that maybe a group of blue dragons were born nearby and then were all pushed ashore by the same current. A coincidence, like a meteor shower.
It's rare, right? There were dragons in the park and, you know, they're pretty rare and now they're gone.
Still, if you're on the coast this summer, keep an eye out for dragons, but keep your hands to yourself. Seeing something so rare is unforgettable enough. No need to add getting stung by a sea slug to the experience. For the Texas Standard, I'm Michael Marks.